Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for The Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday, and we'll go right to the guest line where our buddy Marcus Jones joins us after the Patriots 31-13 win in Tennessee. Marcus, how are we doing this week?
Oh, no, how are you?
We're good. I have to assume that you guys are enjoying winning, but it sounds like also not blind to some of the issues that need to be cleaned up. So I'm going to start with a question there. Why does it seem that opposing offenses are finding early success against you guys, and then at some point it's like you flick a switch and all of a sudden just shut them down and make the adjustments?
Yeah, man, every week is different, you know what I mean? And whenever we do come out every single week, you know, we're definitely trying to get stops. We're trying to find the ways and how they're playing the game and everything like that. But, you know, the main thing is whenever we get back to the sideline, we get the details, we get the corrections, and then go on to the next drive.
Marcus, obviously an emotionally charged arena yesterday as well. Your coach returning to where he used to coach. A lot of Patriots fans giving you guys the love in the stadium. Was the week leading up to it in preparation for yesterday's showdown in Tennessee as charged up as yesterday was?
I would say, like, throughout the week, we just, you know, attacked the day. Treated it as every other week and everything, but we definitely wanted to win the game and everything like that for Braves, for sure.
Marcus, on that long touchdown to the back pylon, what happened there? I'm not looking for you to throw anybody under the bus necessarily, but can you just explain sort of how that played out and how you guys fixed it moving forward?
Yeah, it was a great scheme play that they ended up having. They had to roll out and everything like that. Basically, what they did was they ran, the receiver ran to the hash and everything like that. It was my guy and then ran all the way across the field and stuff. So that was just a great scheme and everything like that. So,
did Tennessee do anything differently than you had anticipated or seen? Or just thought they might do? Because obviously you guys were coming into a situation where you have an interim coach who's only been there 4 or 5 days. They talked about trying to up the tempo, simplify things a little bit. How did you guys feel about what they did versus what you thought they might do?
I felt as though that they kind of stayed on track to what they basically ran and everything. We expected tempo, quick game, things like that. And then the certain runs that they had and stuff, they had a couple streams that were a little different that they ended up running. But mainly, other than that, they did exactly what we kind of thought that they were going to do.
Patriots defensive back Marcus Jones here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons. Later in the game, I know you guys always work on tip drills, and you got one of those tip drill interceptions. That must have been fun. Did you think you were going to score there? For a second there, I thought you might go down the sideline.
Yeah. As soon as I caught it, well, first off, I had to make sure I caught the ball. So that was the main thing I was focused on, and then I was like, man, I can get up and start running. So I tried to get down the sideline and keep going and everything, but the guy, he had a great angle. So,
and as far as the defense getting prepared for the next week's game, obviously this one was a very emotional game. You know, a lot of emotions in the locker room afterwards. Now you guys are 5-2. You guys are suddenly going to become the team that everyone's going to be coming after as well. You go home after four straight wins, three on the road, Marcus, and this coming week you guys have the Cleveland Browns coming to town, who might be one of the most physical teams, including a very punishing run game featuring Quinshon Judkins. How are you guys going to get ready for that?
Yeah, our main thing is we're going to make sure to prepare each week the same that we've done. We know that they like to run the ball and everything and stuff like that. And they had some success and everything, went from the boots, the play action pass, things like that, getting a rhythm for Gabriel that we've seen. But the main thing is just playing our football, being aggressive, stopping the run. We pride ourselves in stopping the run and everything like that, and then getting them and get back on track situations to where we can get the third downs, to where it's third down and long, third down to 7+.
Marcus, there's been some comments from your teammates that the offense and the defense on this team get along really well, that there's a good unified team atmosphere in Foxborough. Do you agree with that, and to what do you attribute that?
Yeah, I do agree with it. We built a lot since OTAs. We got to know each other way more. People talk about their stories, things like that. And we spend a lot of quality time, you know, in the facility and then also out of the facility, to where, you know, you get to know people more and it makes you want to play harder for your brother. So as time went on, you know, that makes the offense and defensive guys become closer.
On that subject of team bonding and, you know, growing closer, there have been stories in recent week of Stephon Diggs treating the offense to dinner one night and having his personal chef cook. Then Drake May did it last week, and it was a hibachi meal. Has anyone on the defense, maybe, I don't know, like Milton Williams, thought about doing like a defense-only or maybe a secondary-only dinner? And if you could pick the dinner, what would it be?
Defensive guys, you know, we have different ways that we kind of do it. Defensive line, they do their thing and everything, have dinners. DBs, we've had dinner before and everything as well. I'm a big steak guy. I like steak, and then I'm also a big pasta guy. So I don't know one exact spot. I know Mastro's is a good restaurant, but I don't know one exact spot where I'd be like, oh, yeah, we need to go here for sure. There's a lot of good restaurants out here.
When you say steak, what is your favorite cut? What kind of steak? I'm a filet guy myself. Everybody strip. Always talks me into something else, but what's your favorite steak?
Nah, I'm ribeye.
Okay.
Nice. As a captain and a leader of this team, there wasn't a follow-up, so I just, you know, going to go on to the next question. As a captain and a leader on this team, what have your thoughts been on how it has handled praise? I know we've talked about it on this show. Nick Saban used to refer to it as rat poison. Seems like you guys have handled success relatively well and shown up each and every week and worked towards the new game. Do you agree with that? Do you think guys have done a good job handling the praise? And why do you think that's been the case?
Yeah, I feel as though us as a team, you know, we have a lot of guys to where we feel as though everything that we've done is not enough. So we're always trying to be consistent. Complacency can be easy to get yourself in, but I feel as though us as a team, we're not really worried about last week and what happened, you know, weeks before. We always talk about on the defensive side, you know, writing a new chapter in your book. So it's like last chapter, it doesn't matter. It's like now we're being able to have a fresh start and get into the next week, whether it was a good week for you or a bad week, you get to put a new chapter into your book. So that's the main thing that we kind of focus on.
Marcus, it's, you know, a lot of talk about how you guys love showing up for Mike Vrabel, performing for him, getting coached by him, big win on the weekend for him as well. You guys like each other as well. But I'm just curious, what kind of, you know, it seems like Mike Vrabel is now having a profound impact on individuals as well in that locker room. Is there any way you could say Mike Vrabel has made you both just not just a better football player, but a better person as well?
Yeah, I would say just taking advantage of the opportunities that you get. You know, he always talks about You know, you only get so many opportunities, you know, in this game, and only so many Sundays. And being able to take advantage of every single time that we're on the practice field, every single time that we get a rep, tune into that one rep, and whatever happened, good or bad, you know, get into the next one. So just making sure that you stay on track, lean on your brothers, because this is the ultimate team sport. You're not able to, you know, get wins by individuals just, you know, doing their individual part. It's like it's a team thing. So whenever we end up doing that and just building, it's very important. So I learned that from him for sure.
All right, let's end on a light one. What are Marcus Jones' three favorite Halloween candies?
Oh, three favorite Halloween candy. I don't know if this is a Halloween candy, but I'm a Big League Chew person. I love bubblegum.
Nice.
So I love Big League Chew. I'll say Skittles. I'm not really crazy about candy, but Skittles, if I do eat candy, it'll be Skittles. And then I'll say Sweet Tarts. I know that might be a little different, but Sweet Tarts, I'm cool with Sweet Tarts too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Those are all good. You're right, though. I don't think Big League Chew would qualify as a Halloween candy. That's more what you get when your parents drop you off at the baseball field when you're in T-ball early on. Our producer wants to know, are you a candy corn guy? Because that's apparently a hotly debated thing. Are you candy corn, yay or nay?
I'm not crazy about it. But I've had it before, but I'm not crazy about it.
Now, fire it into the sun. It's the worst thing on earth. Good for you, Marcus.
All right, Marcus, we appreciate you joining us. Good luck, and hopefully we'll talk to you next week after another victory.
For sure. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Marcus. That's Patriots defensive back Marcus Jones here on WEEI Afternoons. The funny thing is, I'm not a big candy corn guy. I like the pumpkins, the whatever they call them, pumpkins.
No.
That are,
it's that's the like same a, thing.
I know,
it's
but it's different.
It's difficult candy corn.
So good. Those pumpkins, I can sit and eat an entire bag and then feel awful afterwards. It's one of those things you once you start, you cannot stop, and it's just there beside you.
How about
you on
circus
the couch.
Peanuts?
I kind of like those, too.
No!
Yeah, I'm kind of a sucker for all those just sugary, weird concoctions.
What was the flavor of the crap that you bought for your to top your ice cream with?
Oh, cotton candy? Crunch.
Yeah.
I went to reorder it. You know what it costs?
$22.99. Oh, you rich!
To get
rich.
A little
post one.
That's what I was thinking about.
Cotton candy crunch.
Nice. I didn't do it, but I think I have to because I'm almost out. Because it's so good. But it's
where
a
the hell
bit...
do you buy cotton candy crunch for $23?
Amazon.com. And then I was
how
trying...
big is the box? The size of you?
No, it's like a bag. I think it might be 1 pound in the bag, but it's like a bag of it. And then I tried to get cheap, and I was searching other websites. I went to Walmart.com. Same price at Walmart.com. So apparently that you can buy a full ice cream store size box of it for like $72. I was thinking maybe just doing that, getting the whole thing, and it'd be like a 5-year supply or whatever. But yeah, cotton candy crunch, more expensive than you'd think it'd be. 617-779-7937. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons. Are the Patriots true contenders? Yes, they're the number 2 seed. Yes, some people think they could be going to the playoffs and deep in the playoffs. We have statistics that are telling us they have a 90% chance to go to the playoffs. But does that mean they're a true contender? Are they a contender to go to the Super Bowl? We'll debate that next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.